This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Mozart's first flute quartet. It's from a group of pieces he wrote for essentially a string quartet, with one violin swapped out for a flute, so it's flute, violin, viola, and cello. In this case, the flute is very much a soloist for most of the piece, with the strings taking a back seat. A gentleman in the 18th century had to have a wide range of knowledge and skills to be a proper gentleman, and music was one area that he had to cultivate some kind of expertise in. Playing the flute was an enormously popular pastime. It was a pretty simple instrument, just a tube with a few holes. It could easily be taken apart and carried in a pocket to the next social engagement. You can see how popular it was with amateurs by looking at sheet music. A lot of the popular tunes and songs of the day were arranged for flute, and they sold by the thousands. Think about the guitar or the ukulele today. It feels like everyone and their brother has one. They can strum a few chords. There are a lot of books around for it. That's how the flute felt back then. Some amateurs didn't have to just rely on that popular sheet music. They had the money to commission new pieces for themselves to play by top composers. So that's where we get to Ferdinand de Jean, a Dutch businessman. He sent away to Mozart and asked him to write a few pieces and said that he'd pay him handsomely. Now, Mozart at this point was extremely busy, so he ended up not really fulfilling his end of the bargain. He only sent over a few pieces, some of which were just rehashed versions of older stuff that he'd done, rewritten for the flute. De Jean, for his part, never got around to paying Mozart the full amount, so I guess maybe it worked out in the end. Now, part of Mozart's genius is his knowledge of who he's writing for always. So many times you go through his operas or his concertos, they all had particular soloists in mind. And everything he writes is custom fitted to that particular person's skills and that particular instrument. And in this case, it's really interesting because Mozart didn't even like the flute. He wrote to his father complaining about having to write these pieces. Flute back then had tuning and tone issues, and the fact that they were popular among amateurs gave them a bad reputation. So again, I mean, think of all the people who can whack out a few chords on the guitar or ukulele, maybe regardless of musical talent. Mozart still managed to write a lovely piece, though, that never gets too difficult and never gets too downbeat. This was written for an amateur player to enjoy playing, and it gives him just enough to show off without embarrassing himself. Now, the first movement is pretty jaunty throughout, bouncing along with just a hint of drama right in the middle. The second one is slower, but is fairly short. You can hear some of Mozart's writing for operas in here. Sounds very much like a song. The strings are all plucked, like a lute or a guitar in the background. The third movement is where the strings really get to shine. It's faster again. Each instrument gets its own little solo lines, rather than the other two where the flute takes over. Still, the flute is the one that sticks out throughout the piece. You can tell who was paying Mozart to write this. Money talks. Musicians from Marlborough, from a concert at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, with Mozart's first flute quartet.
Thank you.
Mozart's first flute quartet. I don't know, there's something about upbeat Mozart that really makes me smile. Everything moves lightly, gracefully forward. It's amazing to think that this was a bit of an afterthought. The middle of a busy time for him, complaining about writing the piece, still managed to churn out something that sounds lovely. Thanks to the musicians from Marlborough and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston for putting this up on the web. You can hear more at gardnermuseum.org. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll be exploring the flute and its woodwind cousins a bit more with Reicha's Woodwind Quintet, and later in the week, we'll hear a lovely cello sonata from Debussy. See you next week.